Now, this week, I believe that Margaret Mills is looking at Vaughan Williams, the composer.
Indeed I am. He has an Essex connection, Scott. He came to Essex, it said, to give some music talks. Mm. One of the places he gave his talks was Brentwood School.
Right.
But in the audience was a lady called Georgina, or Georgiana Headley, mm-hmm. who was the daughter of the Vicar of Ingrave, and listened very carefully to his talk, sent him a note after the talk to say that in the area around Ingrave, in the village, there was an elderly gentleman, I believe he was about 75, 80 years of age, mm-hmm. by the name of Charles Potiphar. Now, Mr. Potiphar's knowledge of folk music and local folk songs from the Essex area mm-hmm. obviously went back a long way. He was still working. He was working as a shepherd mm-hmm. in the Ingrave area. And she asked Vaughan Williams if he would like to come along and hear Mr. Potiphar sing some of the Essex folk songs. Now, it just so happened that Vaughan Williams was deeply interested in folk music, not just Essex folk music, any kind of folk music, because he felt that unless these songs were preserved, in years to come, they would be forgotten, they'd be overlooked. Mm-hmm. And he was very keen to write down as much of the music as he could. Now, anyone who's seen the original version, the Julie Christie and Terence Stamp version of Far From the Madding Crowd, mm-hmm. will remember the wedding scene where the old shepherd gets up and sings Bushes and Briars.
Right.
Now, Bushes and Briars is a traditional folk song. I don't know whether Essex can claim it, but it was sung in Essex. Mm-hmm. And Bushes and Briars was one of the songs that Mr. Potiphar, the shepherd, sang for Vaughan Williams. It said that initially he was too shy to sing in front of the great gentleman, the music composer from London, but he was persuaded to do it. And the only way Vaughan Williams could get him to do it was to offer to go to Potiphar's cottage and to listen to him in his own home. And it said he wrote down Bushes and Briars, and he wrote down other songs that Mr. Potiphar was able to sing. And he was so impressed with Essex and its folk music tradition that he came back to Essex as a later date on a cycling holiday, cycling around the whole of Essex and hoping to pick up more musical gems.
Well, 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 there you are, something you don't, you certainly miss in most of the history books, etc.
Indeed.
And next week?
Well, next week I'm going to Laomanni Tower to talk about not only a spooky happening, but a little bit about the building of the wonderful gatehouse.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Margaret.